This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ said I should not fix the playing field by saying before we even read it that I think they should get divorced. I'm fixing the field. Is that what you're saying?
I said don't set the scene.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But when we got this DM for Am I the Jerk? I was like, what?
Yeah, might trigger you, for sure.
She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Love listening to you guys in the morning. I have a submission for Am I the Jerk? I would like to remain anonymous.
We got you.
I would like to know if I am the jerk for not, quote, taking care, unquote, of my husband 7 days a week.
What's that mean?
She said, here's the backstory. We've been married for 17 years. We have 4 kids, one of whom has special needs. We both work full time. My husband stepped out on our marriage 2 years ago, and I forgave him. He said it was a drunken mistake. We've been trying counseling, and it isn't working. He refuses to compromise. He wants me to fulfill his needs 7 days a week, or he will leave and find someone who will.
Hey, yo. Wait.
I told you, this one really triggered me.
I'm still listening. I'm still listening.
See? She said, he says there's something wrong with me, because I only want to be intimate 3 to 4 days a week. I'm a busy mom, running a house, working full-time, cleaning, cooking, and carpooling. Sometimes I'm exhausted at the end of the night. Am I the jerk for not fulfilling my husband's 7 days a week need and risking my marriage?
Well, no.
Are you going to still say that I should have not set the scene?
Yeah.
I hate you sometimes. I can't stand you. I can't stand this guy. I was so annoyed because all I heard, you know me, I didn't hear, to me I heard, this guy's manipulating you into thinking it's okay to be cheated on, and I want to throw punch him. Yeah. He's making excuses, saying, well, I'm going to go get it. So, what the hell?
Yeah, that's not okay, obviously.
That is not okay.
That's weird energy.
I don't like that.
Well, and the fact that you know, there wasn't fidelity, and clearly you guys are working through
and
it.
And you can do that. I've had therapists say, it's possible to get past it. 100%. You just have to put in the work.
And I'm never to assume about anybody else's life, because what we consider infidelity, somebody else might not. Mm-hmm. That is obviously not the case here. This was infidelity. She said, he stepped out on our marriage.
Yeah, and now
said
we're in counseling.
It was
counseling.
A drunken mistake, blah, blah, blah. But clearly there was other problems already happening. If now he's saying, well, if I'm not going to get satisfied 7 days a week, my man, you should be happy with the 3 to 4. A lot of cats don't even get that.
3 to 4? I mean, some people only do it 3 to 4 times a year. I have married friends, okay?
You know, so it's like...
And you know what I'm talking about. I don't mean you know. You and Aaron are fine.
No, obviously. I mean, we got 2 kids and one that unfortunately didn't make it.
I was going to say, you guys got pregnant nonstop. Give me a break. We know you're doing it. But I'm saying this 3 to 4 after 17 years of marriage, like, that's really good.
Not to bring the kids into this, but I understand having a special needs child changes the dynamic drastically. I've had friends, family, relatives with special needs kids, and it changes the modus operandus or whatever, like the mode of operation, bro. Mm-hmm. What I think here is my man has a really unusually high drive.
Fair. Right? I can receive that.
And for 17 years, they might have not matched, and he might have just kind of let it go. And now he's reached the point where he's like, nah, I'm trying to get this, you know, I'm trying to get hot dogs and donuts in. Bro, what kind of aggression are you presenting towards the love of your life, the person you chose to spend your life with, who you made a commitment to 17
Snaps.
Years ago, that now you're going, all of a sudden, now I'm hungry, now I'm hungrier.
Right. That's so unfair, yeah.
I don't want to say the marriage is over, but clearly the therapy or whatever you guys are in, the counseling, excuse me, that you guys are in isn't working.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, too, because they have four kids,
right,
a child with special needs, and every reason to figure this out and stick together and get through this together.
17 years.
And he is really making it impossible.
He's
making it impossible, in my opinion. That's why I'm so angry about this one today. This guy.
Can I be honest? It sounds like he's almost trying to force her to leave him. He won't leave her
or force her to deal with the fact that he's gonna cheat. One or the other.
Well,
what's the difference?
Well, just grotesque.
They're both, well, it's the same thing. It's either get out or let me get out.
Get out or let me step out.
He is being a coward about it.
Bro, yeah,
I agree with you. He's giving her a demand that is, and quite frankly, okay, so let's say she's like, all right, you know what? I'll meet you halfway. I'll compromise. You want to eat hot dogs and donuts every night? I'll eat them with you. But I'm not going to be very excited about it.
Right.
And I'll sit at the table with you.
I'm going to flop the fish, my boy.
That part. I'm gonna sit at the table with you. I'm going to push my food around.
Eat dinner, but I'm not hungry.
I'm not very active.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm just going to eat a bite or two, and I'm going to be on my phone.
I'm going to keep my leftovers. Be on my phone. Get
so
out of here.
Imagine, right? And then now you got a partner who's, why would you want that too? Would you want it? There's nothing less romantic or hot about someone who's doing it just because they want to make you happy, but have no interest in doing it with you.
For someone with the energy that her husband carries, they don't care whether you move or not. They don't care whether you're interested or not. You know what I mean?
That's the man side I needed to hear.
It's more just about the
endeavor.
You're
saying he doesn't care.
It's more just about having dinner.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's not about the company he's keeping.
He doesn't. This is what I need. This is why I love your honesty sometimes. You keep it real. You say the things nobody's thinking about but dudes.
No, I gotta
say it doesn't even matter.
I gotta say it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever compromise, and this isn't even about that. This is about deciding if she's the jerk for the way she feels. Yes.
What?
I think she's the jerk.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I think she's the jerk because she's put 17 years into something. She's being the jerk to herself. I think she's the jerk because she's really trying hard in a situation that isn't giving any effort back and is only expecting a full compromise. A full compromise.
Somebody texted in, men don't care, Allie.
Not all men.
You guys really don't need the connection ever? Never? Never?
No, I'm not saying no.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not
but
all
a lot
men.
Of times, yeah.
I mean, in a lot of senses, though, it is an act that you want to partake in with somebody you care and love for, right? But in the male sense, sometimes those needs need to be met. And at one point, a dude doesn't even care who it is. Listen.
Fair enough.
Between the left hand and the right.
We're talking about almost sex addiction issues. Someone's texting in. Yes.
Between the left
much.
Hand and the right hand,
they
there's a lot
care.
Of space. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Anywho,
all right,
I am
so
saying jerk.
You're
though.
Saying jerk to herself, though.
To herself.
I'm definitely saying not the jerk. I think that this is really unfortunate that she's been put in this position. Somebody texted in and said, boo hoo, not a man. He's either all in or he's not. Do not give her an ultimatum. So heartless and selfish. Sherry and Germantown texted that in.
That part. And if you're trying to have an open marriage, establish that.
You
don't
need to talk about that.
Yeah. Exactly. Because if that's a conversation and then that's something that could happen for you guys, but we're not here to decide that for you.
And Ellen Lannon texted in. She said, I'm kid-free and there's no 7 days a week. You guys are too much. Okay, 414-533-1037. This poor woman, we didn't even name her. Struggling
Stacy.
Struggling Stacy.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I feel awful for her.
Yeah.
This is an awful place to be in. Struggling Stacy wants to know if she's a jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs 7 days a week. Ugh, I hate this guy.
She's a jerk to herself.
I'm gonna throw punch this
Just
guy.
Only to herself, because this guy gotta go.
Yeah, he does. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk was a DM that made my jaw drop to the ground. This moral dilemma we deal with every day. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs 7 days a week. This guy is
Whole
a piece
week?
Of work.
Man, my man's just baking buns all the time, huh?
He's a very busy guy. They've been married for 17 years, four kids, one has special needs. They both work. He stepped out. They're now in counseling and trying to get through it, but it's not going well. Should we just start with, how about Ashley, one of our regulars in Sheboygan Falls? We had to dust off her theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
I had to find it.
Unbelievable.
I'm a fireball.
Ashley, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, good. I'm not triggered at all. I mean, I'm not irritated at all today.
Wondering where you've been, but clearly we're busy because we're triggered.
But I'm mad. So what do you think?
I know. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
Isn't it unbelievable? When I got this one, we get these and I go, this can't be real. It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Like, is somebody going to jump out and be like, just kidding? Like,
yeah, right?
You know?
Not April Fool's.
You're like,
no.
There's no way a husband's saying this to his wife. Oh, there's a way. And then the fact that she is so in a spot where she's writing a radio station because she can't win.
Mm-hmm.
What's she going to do?
Even through counseling
What's
already.
She going to do? I'm so...
This guy is truly, like, has no concept of what reality is at all.
Good way to put it.
I mean, they have four kids. You have four kids, Allie, you know, with just two kids.
It's like, exhausting, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then you have one with special needs. I'm not going
to
like, assume, but he seems like he's one of those that
selfish?
Just like, let her do everything. Yeah. And then, you know, have my dinner ready and have, you know, like, have my laundry clean. And like, that is just, she is probably so tired at the end of the day. There is no...
It's just not fair to ever demand anything of somebody every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? God.
They need a direction for either partner.
Yes, you know? 100%.
Because I'd be tired having two kids, too.
Amen. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't he tired? Like, kind of like what Ashley's saying. Why is he got... Yeah. All right.
He's probably not doing anything.
Well, he's doing something.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Not what he should be, though.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Struggling Stacey is not the jerk, according to you, Ashley.
Yes, not the jerk.
All right. Have a good day.
From you.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Clayton in Lake Mills. He's on day three. He may actually get his own theme song.
This dude's going to get a theme song.
Unbelievable. Hi, Clayton.
What's going on there, guys? How you doing?
Oh, look at him getting comfortable. He said, how you doing? What up, man?
Is she the jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs 7 days a week, Clayton?
Absolutely, she is not the jerk. I am a fit man, and I work, and I take care of all my... We got four kids. I am very, very busy, so I can just imagine how busy she is.
Yeah.
And like you say, life's too short. You got the kids, you got the job, you got all this stuff, so...
Like, why isn't he tired, right, Clayton? Aren't you tired, Clayton?
It's like...
at the end of the day, yes, because I do outside work and take care of the kids every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, so how many years have you been married? Sorry, how many years have you been married, Clayton?
Actually, I was going to do a shout-out. I actually just got married in Vegas, but I've been together with my wife for 10 years.
Oh, congratulations,
okay, so
y'all.
How many times a week? Just give me a number.
Two or three, sometimes
four. That's a great number for a married couple. That's a great number. Trust me, that's a great number. So does 7 days a week to somebody? Come on.
It's an expected responsibility. It's an active duty. It's not like an endeavor
it's
that you do.
Job
that's
almost,
a job.
Think about it.
Yeah, he's... I didn't want to say this, but my man's has a sickness, right? Mm-hmm. Like he clearly that 7 days a week is
called selfishness.
Like he literally has a like a disease. Like it's not my place to say.
You're saying like
anybody,
an addiction,
but he has an addiction.
He has an addiction. That's what you're trying to say.
He has an addiction to hot dogs and donuts. Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Personal opinion, though.
That's not good news for the wifey, though.
Yeah, it's not good news for the marriage.
She needs a break, too, and you got to treat her with respect, just like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
She treats him with respect. Now, he don't be doing it, but he be doing the darn... He should be doing the damn same thing here.
I would love to get into an argument with this guy and see what he would, you know, say. Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Clayton, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, man.
You guys have a good afternoon.
You too. Better talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, one more dude's on the phone. Kenny is in Jackson this morning. Hi, Kenny.
Hi. First time caller.
Hey,
got in.
Welcome
up,
to the show, Kenny.
Yes, sir. Wepa.
I am not a first time visitor to Jackson. Been there quite a few times. So, hi.
Nah, man. You get to finish it up. Bro.
Yeah, they both said not the jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs. What do you think?
I'm saying not the jerk also. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. Yes, sir. Same
Are you
reasons?
Married? Are you married?
I am married. It's been 2 years, but we've been together for 12.
Got Congrats.
It.
Mm-hmm. We got married on our 10-year anniversary.
Aww.
Look at y'all cuties over here, bro.
And we got three kids, three daughters.
Aww.
Dad life.
Could you imagine, though, ever walking up to your wife and saying this, though? That's what blows my mind.
I need it 7 days a week, and I better get it, or I'm going out.
Unbelievable.
You're that.
I feel like he pushed her up against a wall and was like, you're screwed now. This is never going to work. And then I can, and if I make this ridiculous demand, you're going to feel helpless and write a radio station and be wonder if you're, he's basically gaslighting her into saying you should be sleeping with me more. I mean, it's, ugh, the whole thing gives me the ick.
Manipulating by saying, like, if you don't, then I'm going to step out. Because
messed up. Anyway. Not okay.
Vacuum sweep.
Working two jobs.
Yeah.
She works, and then I work, and we work opposite schedules. So.
See, Kenny knows. He's tired, too.
Kenny gets it, man. He got kids, a wife, and a whole life, man. Amen. This is unrealistic for anybody living in the real world.
That part. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Kenny, congrats on getting in.
Thank you.
Call tomorrow, day two.
Have a great day.
You too, man. Peace.
I mean, I would have been shocked if anybody called her the jerk, other than you.
Well, y'all know my reasoning why I said jerk, and it's because she's continuing to subject herself in this life for this long. I don't know how you went 17 years without this coming to fruition far before.
I kind of feel the same way, but when you got four kids and one with special needs, you're busy with other things.
Things get pushed off.
And things get pushed off, whether it's infidelity or problems in your marriage. You're not dealing with it because you're dealing with the kids, right?
Exactly.
And then it comes to a head.
And 17 years later, here we are.
Oof. Unfortunate. Not the jerk. Sweet. Not the jerk.